what does it mean to say yes to God? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 336, titled, What Does It Mean to Say Yes to God? I am here to remind you, beloved, of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. There is a lesson in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians where he describes what it means to say yes to God. You can read the Apostle Paul's words in Ephesians chapter 2 in the Bible. Saying yes to God means to throw yourself into the arms of Jesus, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, who lived among us for a time, gave his life to make us right with God, was raised from the dead, was seen by hundreds in his new body, and returned to the side of his and your Father, where he is building his church and getting ready to set all things right when he returns. This is the same Jesus who invites you right now to come and join him in his long-term project for our world, setting all things right. When you say yes to God, you invite God to set things right between you and him. This is not a project you undertake. You don't start following a set of rules. You simply throw yourself on God's mercy and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him to fix things in you and for you by his grace. What can you expect if you say yes to God? Here are just a few of the blessings coming your way once you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Number one, serenity and peace. The result of God going to work in you may not be immediately evident. Your situation might even get worse. But over time, as you faithfully pray about the events and issues in your daily life, you will find serenity and peace unmatched by anything the world can offer. Secondly, prayer. As you lay out the pieces of your life before him, that is before God, through Jesus Christ, each day, you discover that these regular prayers could be the most important activity in your new life. Prayer becomes a way to get your day aligned with God's plans for you and for those around you. Fellowship is number three. As you ponder the mystery and the scope of his love for you and all creation, you will develop a hunger to be with other believers in Christ and for opportunities to learn more about God's love as revealed in the Holy Bible. Significance is number four. as you engage in God's works of compassion in your community, as you share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with others who do not know Christ, you find significance in what formerly were mundane things and discover that nothing you do in His name is ever wasted. These are just a few pieces of the abundant life Jesus promised His followers. Why would you want to miss this or put it off? The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from the power of sin in life, saved from the punishment of sin in hell. Dear friend, if you are ready to say yes to God, and if you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart, so you can go to heaven when you die, please pray with me this simple prayer from your heart and mean it from your heart. Yes, God, I want to be set right with You, and I want to be a part of Jesus' plan for our world. I really don't know how this works or where this will lead, but I am ready to give up my old life, my old ways of living. Please forgive me of all of my sins. I've wasted so much time chasing the wrong things. I throw myself on Your mercy and ask You to begin setting things right in every part of my life. Lord, have mercy and grace upon my soul. Please forgive me of all of my sins. I admit that I have broken Your Ten Commandments, for I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have coveted and lusted after people and things and what other people have. I have taken Your holy name in vain. And I have dishonored my parents and disobeyed my parents. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and to follow You in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in Your name we pray, and I pray, Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. If you would send your email, we'll be glad to send two new ebooks to you, one regarding salvation and one regarding what to do after salvation. The track this podcast is based on is published by Track League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at trackleague.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.